So, Mr. Ivan, kind of give us a scene set of what's going on with Cap Minerals and the former Agrium Mine project. How has work begun to on it since you guys kind of took over of it?
Yeah, thank you, Dennis. Things are progressing. We're moving forward. We're looking at the development plan. And as you know, in our last discussion, we talked about the development of the beneficiating the tailings with the phosphate that is in the tailings, and then, of course, the rare earths that are in the tailings. We're in the process of doing some metallurgical work, excuse me, with a group in Ontario. And once we get the results from the metallurgical work, then that will help us to define the plan moving forward. Of course, we've met with the mayor of Kapuskasing. We've met with different provincial and federal government groups, and we're getting a lot of support for our project up at Kapuskasing because of the critical minerals that phosphate and rare earths are part of. And the one curveball, as you know, of course, is the Trump situation and the tariffs. And but he has been very vocal on the United States requirements for critical minerals, in particularly rare earths. So the one thing that Kapuskasing does have is a very high concentration of rare earths, including scandium, niobium, and we also have a fairly high level of titanium that we're looking at. So we're quite bullish when it comes to the rare earth side, because we're the only project in North America that has a developed phosphate mine. And with that, we save a significant amount of expense in the development costs. We can continue to look at the beneficiation of the phosphate and critical minerals. And we are in discussions with various groups on that side. And so, yeah, we're excited about that.
So once you get all the figuring out of the deposits and stuff like that with the sampling, where do you go in terms of how much work is it going to take to kind of get the mine up and kind of regenerate in the end and get work back in there? Is there still a long way to go with that process, or do you think that you're in a good place?
I don't think we're too far out. You know, we are looking at you know, looking at the resources that are there. We're looking at the pre-feasibility and, of course, doing the feasibility once we have clarity on the project. But we want to move it forward as quick as possible. One of the things we are looking at, and also in discussions with the government, both federal and provincial, is the utilization of the Matheson plant. Right now, we're looking at doing some upgrades at Matheson so that we can produce what we call a regenerative phosphate fertilizer. We have a lot of groups in Ontario and in Canada that are very bullish on creating this product. And essentially what it does is it utilizes the high concentrated phosphate tailings that has calcium in it, iron, and some trace minerals as well. And we can add in other nutrients such as sulfur and biologicals to make a what we call a regenerative sustainable fertilizer. So looking at that, we're in discussions with groups out in Alberta as well who are interested in collaborating with us on that. So I think it's going to be a multiple step process, but that is one of the first things that we're doing. And then once we're doing the go ahead, we'll be looking at doing an engineering study on the plant and looking at the upgrades that are required, and then looking at a general manager that will oversee the Matheson upgrades and the production at the Matheson plant, and of course local staff for that area. So that will help to bring the whole project forward. And and then of course at the Kapuskasing site, we're looking at the railway, and there needs to be some work done to the rail, and we've been in discussions with Ontario Northern Railway, and they've been very supportive on that side and the upgrades that are needed. So yeah, everything's moving forward. We're very excited to be working in the area and hopefully bringing everything forward so that, you know, Kappa's casing will be once again the phosphate hub of Canada. So,
well, when you start looking at production, I guess you could call it from ground to plant. How do you plan to move the deposit or the tailings or whatever you guys are mining out of there? How do you get it to Matheson? Is it through rail lines or is it through trucking, or what's the plan, I guess, that way?
Right now, it'll be probably a combination. I think until the upgrades are done with the rail, we'll probably look at doing a few trucks. The capacity isn't a very large capacity. We're probably looking at 2 to 3 trucks a day, so it's not a big problem there. But you know, that is really the first step, creating some cash flow, and then you know, if we look at the bigger picture, which is the processing at the facility, you know, that would be a much more significant investment. And you know, being that everything is there at the Kappa's casing site, you know, that would be a path forward in terms of not just upgrading the phosphate to a 45% P2O5, which is a high concentrated phosphate, but at the same time looking at the rare earths and what we can do with the rare earths that comes out of our metallurgical studies that we're doing right now. So the big investment, of course, right now we're looking at Kappa's casing, and if all goes well in the development and in discussions with the province and the federal government, I think that's, you know, what we're looking at in terms of the path forward.
When mines are decommissioned or they're closed for the simple terms, does it put a lot of pressure or make it difficult for companies like yourselves to go in there and reopen them again? Was this plant, is this mine going to be easier to open up than others? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a good question. And I, you know, first off, there's a mine closure plan in place that, you know, we're continually monitoring the water and the environmental impact, which I'm happy to say has been very positive. And so that work will continue to go on. And if we are removing the tailings, you know, that's basically beneficiating the site and ultimately moving back to a fully reclaimed status. So, you know, that's one of the challenges that any mining company has, which is, you know, dealing with the tailings at the end of mine life. So, you know, we're happy to be working with the Ontario government on a plan in that place, and they've been very supportive. So, you know, I think, again, with everything that's happening south of the border, I think what's happened is Canadians are looking at how can we, you know, collaborate together, make things happen, help to, you know, streamline processes and make sure that we're doing what we can to not just increase our resources that we have in Canada, but also to work interprovincial and increase our or decrease our requirement to ship products into the United States because we've been very dependent on that situation. So yeah, no, I think overall on the mine side and bringing it back to life, we've had very good discussions with the government and the requirements on that side.
So real quickly, where do you see this project in a year from now? Where do you see it in, say, 3 to 5 years from now?
I think a year from now, we're going to have a clear vision of you know, what we'll be doing in terms of processing and planning for that processing. We'll be producing the regenerative fertilizer that I talked about for the not just the Western Canadian and Ontario markets, but also Eastern Canada. There's a demand there. There's also demand internationally. We've got several companies internationally that are interested in what we're doing, the technologies that we're looking to bring forward, and so we'll be talking to some of those groups as well. So in the 1 year process timeline, I guess that's what we're looking at. you know, 3 years from now, you know, if all goes well, possibly 4 years, but, you know, 3 years, hopefully we'll have some equipment on site and we can have a ribbon cutting ceremony and everybody's excited about the future.
Wonderful. That's great. Anything else, sir, that you wanted to mention or add?
No, I think overall, I think we covered it. But, you know, again, we've been very encouraged by the people of Campus Casing. Like, as mentioned, we've had great discussions with some of the government agencies that reside up at Campus Casing in the area. And, you know, we're excited about the project and what we can do and hopefully create some employment and opportunities with all parties up in the region. So
have you had to add any more jobs since, or you still have the same people that are in there?
Yeah, we're still operating with two people right now. And I think once the fertilizer side starts to develop, we'll probably have to increase our employee base. But, you know, the big opportunity, I guess, will happen when we move ahead with the production facility on the project.